because you needed to move in that direction. And once the carrot has got you walking, many times things will change, such as people dying on you unexpectedly. Because then what it's telling you is, just follow your joy the best you can, without the assumption and the expectation that the thing itself that carries the excitement must be the thing itself that you actually accomplish.
I feel good about what you're saying. Yes. I intend to, thoroughly investigate this now and get current with the people that remain.
If that is your true joy, by all means, do so, and that will be the thing you need to do. But if at any given moment, for some reason, no matter how long or short it lasts, your excitement changes, act on whatever it is changed into, because that will be a part. The excitement tells you that no matter how it looks, that will be a part of the overall thing that excites you. So follow it.
I will do that. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You, venue, number two, do you know who you are? You, then the female, number three. All right, number one, good day.
Oh, this is exciting.
All right, if you insist.
This is really exciting, isn't it?
All right, if you insist.
I mean, I just know a lot of us have been really excited about this interaction just because I think we've been yearning for that thing.
All right. Know? Well, all 227 million of us are always excited.
Oh. And I almost called you Alan. I was, Alan. So I apologize.
I do not mind, since Bashar is not my name anyway.
Uh-huh. Right.
We don't have names, remember?
Right.
These are words that are used for your convenience, so that you don't stumble around and go, buddy.
So I have no idea what I'm going to say, so I'm just going to go
with it. Congratulations.
Right.
You have achieved a high state of awareness.
Okay. So I'm just going to let it flow, and I know a lot of us think about the question, you know, what are we going to ask? Oh, God, this is great, such an important time, I only had my one moment. But I'm trusting that I'm going to get a lot of my questions answered from everybody else.
Oh, all right, if you say so.
I can tell already, just from your opening.
Thank you.
Very, very good.
Thank you for your synchronicity.
Yeah. And my piano needs tuning.
Oh, all right.
To say the least, definitely, because I've been really, really exploring. I thought I knew everything.
All right, for some of you, it's not even a piano, it's an old harpsichord.
Yeah, so I've been doing that a lot. And it's funny, because lately, I can't go any further. What's going on with Lon? Where is he right now?
Wherever he wants to be.
Is okay. Are you on your planet? Or
no. I am in my spacecraft and have been for quite some time with three other spacecrafts positioned actually around your planet in a tetrahedral formation.
Far out.
I myself, well, not that far out. All only right. About 27,000 in that sense. You follow? 27,000 in that sense.
1,000 miles?
Yes. At this time.
Over what continent?
Over the city you call Cairo.
Ha, Egypt.
And I will remain there, changing in elevation, up or down slightly, depending upon the fluctuations in the energy of the collective consciousness of your planet, until what you might call, ultimately, day of contact.
Excellent.
At which point, we will touch down. The height above your planet that I will be at any given moment is representative of how close or far the energy is from contact. We are now acting as a barometer. And I will remain there until such time, be it what you call 5, 10, or 15 of your years. Because time to us is nothing.
You are one of how many spacecraft?
4. We are the points of a tetrahedral formation around your planet. There are other spacecraft, of course, to be sure, from other societies and such. But of my society, there are 4 ships positioned in a tetrahedral structure around your planet right now, the points of which are about 27,000 miles above your Earth.
Excellent. So let's talk about where we're at right now in the transformation, because it sounds like
all right.
We're at a good place.
You are in the area known as Connecticut.
Enfield, right. Good.
That's where you are in the transformation.
Yeah. I guess that's the point, isn't it?
Yes,
that
it is.
We're right here.
Remember
now.
The toilet paper?
Yeah. 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 Then, okay, because
yes.
That's what I was going to ask about.
Yes.
That idea of
yes. Never mind
a report of
where,
who we are,
never
what's
mind
going on.
Where you are at relative to the transformation.
Ooh.
Are you where you want to be in your life in terms of are you living your life the way you want to live it? Yes or no?
Yes.
Hesitation usually means a little bit of no. Not fully yes, because if it is truly yes, there would be unflinching, unhesitant yes.
Absolutely. I'm wavering still.
That's all right.
Still
you can waver.
Yeah.
But the idea is simply that. Where are you in your life? Because where you are, if you are being to the best you know how to be, And that's all you need to do if you are being who you are to the best you know how to be, as fully yourself as you can be. You are doing the most you can do for the whole transformation. And that's then where you are.
So why Egypt? Why are you over Cairo? Again. Naval, eh?
There are many reasons. First of all, it is a main balance point of your planet energetically, especially between what you call the water and the land. Also, of course, there is much activity.